get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess. And yes, we're in the 11th hour of our show this evening. It's a wonderful show. It's been a great show, actually. And just a reminder, if you do know of any firefighters that you would like to have on the show or you think somebody would be great at the show, call at 888-787-5543. If not there, then you can also Twitter me at Ashley Burgess or Facebook at Ashley Burgess or Facebook on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 or Facebook with Ashley on Live Your True Life. A lot of options. So I'm joined tonight at the Studio Roundtable with Matt Curry. Matt, how you doing?
We're doing great, Ashley. It's been such a great show.
Hey, thank you.
I'm loving it.
I love positive.
Oh, yeah.
Positive's good.
You have to live by it.
Right?
Right.
I mean, see, we're bloggers. We're happy. We're positive. We're getting all our anger out on our blog, and it's good.
Yep, then we can live the rest of our life happy.
Yes, happy and healthy individuals, you know. Shiny, happy people holding hands.
Right. Down now.
Boom, 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 boom. I like that. See, we at the nightclub going on in here, too, guys. You got to come and check it out. You don't even know how much fun it is here, and when you get over here, you'll be like, wow, this is great. This is good. I mean, we don't have a bar or anything here, but, you know, you can always go after. So,
right. So
you know, we always talk, about perspectives on things. And a lot of times perspectives can be found in some of the smallest things, some of the most random things, some of the largest things. So this is my issue. And I'm kind of putting this out to you and then to all our listeners. What do you think about the word followers? What do you think about the word follow versus the word friend on Facebook? So you got Twitter that uses the word follower. You want to be somebody's follower. You want to follow them, and you click follow, right? And then on Facebook, you go, I want to add this person as a friend. What do you think about just the words themselves?
Like I said in the previous segment, I am a Facebook guy. I haven't really bought onto the whole follower tweet. I've met some people that are just gung ho crazy about it. They're like, they have to be retweeted and tweet, and it gets so confusing in my head. I'm like, what's going on here? I couldn't even tell you how many followers I have. I really don't like the connotation of that word and the way it's used. I just don't like that. I mean, I don't want a follower. I want a friend. I want somebody who's going to be loyal and, you know, that I will generally show an interest in, that will show interest in me. And the whole follower word is just, I'm just not buying into it yet.
I know, it's kind of odd. It's like I looked at it and I realized it's a lot harder. And I think that's why it's a lot harder to get followers necessarily than to get friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at Twitter as being something for like a celebrity to have. I don't really know the day-to-day use. I know, if you look on TV, on the news, if, something breaks with a celebrity, they're like, well, a celebrity tweeted. And it's like what we use now for, for the hard facts of what is actually going on in their life, which is crazy to me.
Or the celebrity's PR agency tweeted.
Yeah, there we go.
For them.
Yeah, it's just like, that's our news. That's where we're getting it from,
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
But
I'm a Facebook guy all the way. I mean, and then Facebook allows you to be able to, set up a page where people can like you. And I like that a lot better,
I like that too.
Yeah.
I like that too. It's not just like little comments or ramblings, which is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. So let me ask you, real quick, before I know our time and it seems to be like rushing out, could you tell us one thing for our listeners that you would say about finding their true calling and being able to really be happy? What does it take in life?
To be happy, one thing that I do is when I wake up, I'll do a status update that says, make today great. If you can make today great, if you can say that in the morning, every morning, it's a great way to go into the day. That's your goal, is to make today count, make today great. And then everybody who reads that status update, they're going to say that in their head, and it's just going to be like an overflowing, outwardness of positive energy. And that's how I start every day, make today great. Say that tomorrow when you wake up, and, greatness will follow. It's all about, bouncing off this positive energy. If I walk into a room and people can feel the positive energy in me, and then it's going to be infectious,
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, if listeners are interested, which I'm sure they are, could you tell us where you can be found on the internet and then your website as well that we've been talking about?
Yeah, the website is bpax.tv. That's bpax.tv. Also, if you want to look into blogging and want a foundation to do that in, you can become part of our team. We just created a tab up at top. So you put in your information, fill it out, and we'll get back to you. So
that's awesome. So you can join the group.
Yes.
Be part of it.
Yep,
that's
be
neat.
Part of the team.
That's neat.
So
you get other people's perspectives in there. That's good.
Oh, yeah. So we want to expand. We want to get more people on board, people with a passion, a life's passion. If you have a fire in your heart, you know, contact me and we'll be able to create an outlet for you to write about.
Hey, I like that. I like that. You know, Matt, you've always had sincerity about you and a genuine about you, which is really neat. And like you said, you don't keep secrets. You like to tell people what's up, which is good. And it creates your harmony in your life.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
I appreciate it.
And I hope to have you back on.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's do it.
Awesome. Rock it.
Let's do it.
Rock on. I really think that if you really listen to what Matt Curry was telling you and telling me and expressing himself and his perspectives to all of the perspectives listeners, I think it's very important that we do what we love. We feel positive. We do the right thing. But in actuality, when we are true to ourselves, and even if we're blogging, even if we're angry, even if we're in a bad mood, even if somebody's screwed us over, whatever it is, if you talk about that, you put it out there, you write about it, there's probably somebody else that's been in your shoes that's maybe going through the same situation right now as you speak, which is very important because sometimes people feel very lonely, very segregated, very alone. And if you can eliminate that alone feeling and you can help people feel part of a whole, it can really go far. As well as Matt saying that you want to make today great, which is very important because by making the day great and being positive, in my book, Live Your True Life, I talk about even if the day starts off bad and things go bad and you have coworkers that maybe you went out and had some drinks with the night before and when you see them the next day, they act like they don't even know you, don't even say hi, don't do anything. You know, somebody cancels on lunch with you that you've been planning for a while, you know, somebody, you know, runs over a puddle and gets you completely wet, whatever it is, your boss yells at you, you got to recenter yourself. You stop, you breathe, you take a break, you recenter yourself, because if you keep thinking negative energy and you keep thinking about how bad this day is, so awful, it can't get any worse, so this day is so bad, it's just going to keep getting worse, it's going to keep getting worse. Well, you know what? It's going to keep getting worse. So our thoughts are things. So just like if you're unhappy, you want to make changes to create happiness. So that's a really positive stance. And if you go out of your way, you do something to create happiness. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I really want to be happy. You have to actually go and do something. It's just like the idea we were talking about on the way here about The Secret, about somebody sitting on a couch looking for it, like wanting this car. In order to get what you want, you have to actually go after it. You got to work toward it. You got to find some people that are doing what you want to do and talk to them. Get to know what's going on. Understand their perspective. Understand how you can make this a reality, because your life is important. And, you know, as of this lifetime right now, I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, different lives and everything, but this life, you got this one right now. So you might as well make the best of what you got. And you don't want to look back at the past and say, man, I really wish I would have done that. It's like, you know, some people didn't go to prom. Some people didn't do this. Some people didn't do that. And they always look back and go, and I really wish I would have done that. So instead of wishing that you would have been happy, instead of wishing that you did this, instead of wishing that you'd done that, start educating yourself. You know, go to the library. Go online. Go talk to people that are doing what you want to do. You know, get involved. You know, do an internship. Volunteer, do things that get you closer to where you want to be at, because the more things you do to get you closer, the closer you are to the place you want to be. So makes complete sense. So be proactive, be positive in your daily activities, as well as realize that you're worth this. You're worth these changes. You're worth this. You're an actual worthy person that's worth being happy and successful and healthy. So next Sunday, we'll be talking about all this some more. We'll be talking about everybody that goes in their lives and really works hard and pushes forward and pursues what they want, as well as trying to figure out what you want. So tune in next Sunday at 8 p.m. for another show of Perspectives Live with Ashley Burgess. I look forward to it. Have a good night.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.